Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How you doing?
Turn that off, Jim. Headache.
Sorry.
Hi, Hardy. Pocket full of shells.
Hi, how you doing?
Everybody's in a really good mood today.
So, we'll take it out of the show if you don't mind.
Pocket. What'd you do?
First of all, I'd like to say thoughts and prayers to Fred and the cat. And that's good news that the cat's still alive.
That'll dive into
it. I know that you guys have been following that story so especially. He's been very, very big on that story. But it's good news.
It's good news for everyone but the cat.
I'm glad you saved my pictorial from yesterday.
I hope the cat's comfortable, is what I would say. Hope the cat is comfortable.
Because even though I thought my pictorial that I, and they always say, hey, you know, like when you have little kids.
Yeah.
You know, your wife, it's your birthday or something. Your wife will go out and buy a card for you. And then, you know, the kid signs it and gives it to you. There's not really much thought into that. Sometimes the homemade cards, when you want to express your feelings.
They're nice.
They do the best. And I felt bad yesterday for Fred. So I thought I would make a, hey, sorry, your cat is dead card.
Right.
And draw like cat stuff. And I don't know. Cats remind me of
Halloween. I'm not sure the
Halloween
sorrow really came across there.
Well, I tried to help him, like how to dig the hole.
Kind of had a Halloween theme to it. Scary ghost cat.
Yeah, it was like celebratory.
Well, it's that time of year. I mean, I go to Storm Market
and Goblins.
Next door.
Type of death.
They got the pumpkins out, you know, the cornucopias.
I put the picture out there. It's on Twitter, at Hardy985.
Hardy put it on his board.
Thank you.
His $110,000 board over there. And I actually took it down because I thought that may be insensitive. So I'm glad you saved it.
No, you didn't. He ripped it up.
I ripped it up. I didn't. You never know. I mean, you never know how a guy's going
to
take it.
But for the rest of us, Hardy was able to preserve it. So you can check it out there.
Hardy's still very amused by what Trent's card yesterday. Nothing to do with weed. It's the other show over there claims that it was only for them.
Well, by the end of the day, the morning show over there will have been the UPS drivers that brought it to the building and dropped it off.
I had them pegged anyway. I said it yesterday. Yeah. It's got to be them.
I think they opened the box, discovered the box, called the police, did everything with that box. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Patriots a little bit. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Specifically, Tom Brady. This is a big picture item here. This is not related to this week in Jacksonville, but we will be getting to that. Don't you worry. Let's hear from Tommy Curran, NBC Sports boss, on the future of Tom Brady beyond 2019.
First of all, I think that Brady in 2019 is probably a likelihood. The reason I've said that is it's 20 years in the NFL. At this point, he'll be 43, and he's going to look around and say, look, my kids are now 11 or 12, 10 and 7. It's different. I don't think he understands how different it is. And when he talked on the epilogue of Tom versus Time, he said it's going to be very, very, very hard. That means two more years of his wife saying, you got to wrap this up. We need you around the house. And two more years of his parents saying, look, what are we doing? So I think that that's the jumping off point. However, when you look at the Patriots, start on their side first. The Patriots are really in a position where they tried to have Jimmy Garoppolo around so that he could be the bridge. They wanted to find whatever way they could to keep him around, whether it was franchising him, a bridge contract. It didn't work out. And that was for a 40-year-old Tom Brady. Now he's going to be 43. Do you think they're going to want to extend him after 2019? No, and I don't think that Brady at this point will probably want to stick around with any place that doesn't want him.
I don't agree with this. Can I tell you why I don't agree with it?
Sure.
This
just a couple of reasons, but yeah.
Number one, they don't have the next guy. Number two, what if Tom Brady plays well over the next 2 years? You don't want him for two more?
Say Bill walks
away. You just want what? Say goodbye?
Say Bill walks away in here. You think Josh wants to get rid of Brady? You think Brady would want to walk away from Josh or Robert? There's a different affinity, I think, the quarterback has for ownership as opposed to what people like to term it for the head coach. You've been here forever. What do you want to you want to go and hang out in Tennessee for a year or two, or
yeah,
flame out Buffalo, or
when I first
Arizona?
When I first saw Tom tweet about this yesterday, about 2019 and beyond, that it would be somewhere else if he's still playing in the NFL, I figured that was based on Brady won't want to be here. I don't think the Patriots are going to say, get lost. We don't want to extend you because you're 43. If he's still playing well, why would they not want to keep him? Well, I don't understand that part of it.
Bad,
that part makes no sense to me.
Bad for the brand.
Now, if he falls apart and can't play by the end of next season, then you have a different story.
Right.
Or if Brady says, I'm going to do everything I can to get out of there after next season, I want to finish elsewhere, that would be a different story to me. Or if Brady just decides he doesn't want to play, okay, those are all acceptable outcomes to me. But if Brady plays well this year and next, I don't think the Patriots will say, no, no, you can't be here. We can't extend you because you're 43.
See, it's funny. They don't have the next quarterback in waiting, yet they have the next sort of head coach in waiting off that report of what Rap Sheet had where Josh is getting paid like a first-year head coach or like a lower-level head coach. I don't see how those two would part. Say Bill would walk away. And who knows what Bill's – I think Bill has it in his head. I don't know what it is. People close to him probably don't know what it is, but – as a person, you have an idea of what you want to do, right? But that's the best thing about Belichick. He doesn't let you know what he's thinking about anything, about everything. So, I mean, this is all contingent upon if Bill's here or not, too.
Why?
Because what if he wants to find the next guy or says, you know what, had enough of this. Just let the contract go out. Or is you gonna get, or can he get clipped? And say, no, you got to keep him. I don't know.
Is Bill going to say, get out of here? You're too old for me?
You would have said that already.
Playing well?
You would have said that already, right?
But he had the other guy. He doesn't have the guy anymore.
Right.
That's my point. He doesn't have another guy.
And I don't think the other guy is currently playing in the league.
Unless, again, this can change and they go out and get the next guy at some point. If that means going out in the next draft, next spring, and moving up and getting who they believe is their guy. Right?
Yeah.
So why would he? Why would that be dependent on Bill? That would be the same, I think, for any head coach in the league. If you have your next guy and you get a 43-year-old quarterback, you're probably going to say goodbye to the 43-year-old quarterback. If you don't have a guy and Brady's playing well, you're not just going to kick him out.
Doesn't Bill have to okay the contract to sort of little bump for them? I know it's a dangling carrot for Brady and he needs to hit incentives to get his money. I understand that, but...
You don't think the quarterback is different than any other player? I think the quarterback
is different.
That's an ownership player.
Here, yes.
The last statement that Curran makes is like, he's not going to play anywhere where he's not want. He's always going to be wanted by ownership. That's it. And barring some horrific setback, and even Brady won't allow himself to keep playing if he gets to the point where he sucks... You won't have to worry about where he's, you know, where he's going to play next, because then he'll retire. He's almost certainly going to hang it up before someone wants him to. I mean, look at the quarterbacks in the league that would played at the highest level and people begging them to stick around, whether it was Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, who didn't even do much. He ended up winning the Super Bowl, not even having to do much, and they would have taken Peyton back again. Absolutely. This isn't going to be an issue. Oh, Tom Brady, you know, wants to keep playing somewhere, but the team doesn't want him anymore. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen with virtually any team unless you've got somebody who is young and already and has established himself after a couple of years, and he is obviously going to be, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo in another year or two. Let's say he has really good seasons and he's 11-5, 12-4. Okay, the 49ers aren't going to want to replace him with Tom Brady, but a lot of teams still would, including the one that he already plays on. The heir apparent not being in place is only point one in all this, but the overall point is he's not going to play where he's not wanted. He's going to be wanted. He's going to be wanted
that
here
to me is the biggest
or virtually
leap.
Anywhere else.
That to me was the biggest leap that I saw and heard there. That the Patriots are not going to want him?
That's not going to happen.
Based on what? I'm just saying, based on what?
Tell me
why they don't want him. Because he sucks?
Yeah.
Because they've got another guy they drafted?
If he starts to suck that bad, he'll quit.
Don't tell me it's because he's 43. Oh, he's 43. Therefore, we don't want him.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't play into it.
Nope.
There's got to be other things at play.
I'd like to see the next guy trying to operate the way that guy did last Sunday. And there's any indicator that you could say you're ready to move away from this guy at some point in the near future. And just go ahead and labor on Sunday the way this guy had to deal with all the multiple formations and moving guys around and trying to get the ball to different guys and then going to Gronkowski when he had to. This is Tom Brady's offense, too. It's his team.
617-779-0985. Could you envision a Patriots team without Tom Brady after next season? Could you?
No.
As it stands right now, knowing what you know right now.
Even if Bill's still here, too, I really can't.
I can't do it. I mean, again, that maybe Brady just decides to walk away. That's different. That's not the Patriots not wanting him. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Jump on board. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Patriots, Red Sox last night. They're at 100 wins. Did you know that? 100.
Saw they sold some t-shirts.
Big number 100. All of that coming up.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
You know why we're playing this, though?
I have no clue.
No?
It's a Seinfeld thing, right?
Yep.
Is it Seinfeld?
It is.
See, I've never been a big Seinfeld guy, but I like some of them. Some of them are funny. Some aren't funny. Why are we playing this?
Because Colin Cowherd made another analogy. Shocker. Shocker that Colin Cowherd made another Seinfeld, this time a Seinfeld analogy. But he did it while talking about Brady and Belichick yesterday.
How many of his young, new listeners even understand what he's talking about? See, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
The millennials, you know what I mean? It's a niche crowd.
Seinfeld's been off the air for what? 20 years?
Like, I haven't watched that much of it.
What was last year of Seinfeld? T-Bone. T-Bone's big Seinfeld guy.
He can't be. He's too young.
He's a little young for it.
Can't be.
I think it went off the air in 98.
So it's 20 years.
So you've watched Seinfeld, but all those other great movies we talk about, you've never seen. Idiotic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He's strange, that kid.
But it's been 20 years since the show was on TV. I liked it. Good show, but a little old. Ready? Ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
Belichick and Brady is like Larry David and Seinfeld.
Belichick wasn't Belichick until he found the perfect quarterback who is as driven as him, as focused as him, as aspirational as him, as tough on himself as him. Belichick didn't work. He didn't work in Cleveland, and he was 5'11 in Green Bay. Belichick is a lot.
Stop. Can we pause? What the hell is he talking about there?
What's Green Bay? I think you meant to say the first year in New England without Brady.
What Green Bay?
I didn't understand that.
They were 5-11 in 2000.
I know they were.
I think that's what he meant.
Why does he say in Green Bay?
Because he's probably got Aaron Rodgers on his mind. It's like always his hot takes are usually Brady Rodgers, Belichick, Brady related.
Confusing. First year in New England to Green Bay.
Well, he didn't work in Cleveland, and he was 5'11 in Green Bay.
Green Bay?
Does he have somebody in his ear saying
what?
Green Bay?
Maybe he wrote it down wrong when he was reading it back.
No, because you're as good.
Maybe he said GB instead of NE.
No, you're as good as a producer as you get. And if I screw something up or he does, you're right in our ear. And you pick up on it. Boom, we correct it. That's odd. Continue.
You think you would remember Belichick if you were ever in Green Bay?
Yeah, I'd be like,
you'd
wow,
immediately
green
say Green Bay and say, wait a minute, he wasn't in Green
remember
Bay.
Remember in a green hoodie?
I don't know. There
off?
We go. More. Yeah.
Belichick is a lot like a comedic genius. And again, Elon Musk, Gates, Steve Jobs,
ooh.
Larry David. Larry David created Seinfeld.
What the hell do all those people have in common?
Rich? Are they rich?
They're all
I recognize two
they're
names.
They're successful.
Gates and Larry David.
And Elon Musk?
Nope.
You don't know who that is?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Who the hell's Elon Musk?
I'm not going to explain that now.
The name were Kid Elon. Hey, look, you're birthed. You're Elon. Who's driving Elon to school today?
You really don't know who that is?
I have no clue who Elon Musk is. Jim, you?
Yes.
Boom. Okay, good. Intern. Brian, right?
The intern definitely knows who he is.
You? You have a clue? Does he? No.
He did a project on.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He can educate me next break.
I would say how old is the intern?
23.
Okay, I would say he'd be probably know Elon Musk better than he knows Bill Gates. Bill Gates is like an old guy now.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, Bill Gates hasn't, right. He was 3 years old when Seinfeld went off the air. Right, exactly. Okay, so Musk, Gates, Larry David, Bill Belichick. How does this all come together?
I don't know.
Gates, Steve Jobs,
oh,
Larry David. Larry David created Seinfeld. Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's kind of considered a genius. Larry David was a failed stand-up comic, frustrated. And then he met his Tom Brady. His Tom Brady was Jerry Seinfeld, who was the perfect, driven, less chaotic, take a deep breath, cerebral comic that could pacify and understand the genius of Larry David. And then Larry is an all-timer. Belichick wasn't working in this league. He's not patient. He's not the greatest mentor. He was failing in this league. Larry David was just a smart comic and failing. Then Brady and Seinfeld come into it, and they find the perfect mate to handle their genius, just as driven, just as aspirational, and can take the edge off Bill and the edge off Larry David. So just because your boss and you're near him is smart, proximity to genius has never, even inside a house with the same parent, same DNA, has never equaled a genius.
Do you follow all that?
No. See, when I think of Seinfeld, like, favorite characters? Seinfeld, like, Jerry Seinfeld was not one of my favorite characters. It was like Costanza or Kramer, even Elaine, Putty. I'll take Putty.
He's talking about their careers, though.
I know.
Their real careers, not their fake, TV life.
But even on the fake TV life, Jerry was the quarterback of the show. It was always in his apartment, and he would be the guide. And would pop this character. Out would go that one. In would come this one.
I think it actually makes sense, because Larry David's like Belichick. He's not on the field playing. That's just writing.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah, it's a good point.
I could see the comparison.
And the longer clip goes, just because Patricia was standing next to Belichick doesn't mean he's going to be a genius. It was more of a Patricia topic in the long run.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Brady's not necessarily a genius. Is that the point? Brady's not a genius. He just works for one.
Patricia's not a genius.
No, but you
just
worked
close to one.
The same could be applied to Brady, though, too, right?
Is Patricia Newman?
But everybody who's ever worked for Elon Musk hasn't become a millionaire.
What was Newman's line to Keith Hernandez when he walked by him?
Every person that worked with Steve Jobs wasn't a genius.
Nice game, pretty boy.
So you know a lot about it to not know anything about it.
I know, because I've seen some of the greatest episodes. You know what I mean? Of course you're not going to forget those.
But he doesn't know who Elon Musk is.
Ah, the Brazier. The man's here.
The
man's here.
The bro. 617-779-0985. I think to compare Belichick is the genius and Brady is like the guy who figures it all out for him is, I guess, sort of valid. Does Larry David like Jerry Seinfeld?
I think they did. And then, you know, Larry David, when he left the season and when he left the show later on, not as good.
The relationship sort of soured.
Well,
a little bit.
The relationship soured a little bit, but more importantly, Seinfeld left to do the show without Larry David. The show wasn't as good.
Larry went and did it without Jerry when he did his own show.
It's a good run when they were together.
Well, Larry had his own show.
Yeah, which had a very different feel to it.
Because Bill won his own show.
Mm.
So this is the other angle to tie this back into what Tommy Karam was talking about.
He wanted new characters.
When you say he doesn't want to play where he's not wanted. What if it's not about organizationally from the top down? And this is where the Belichick angle could come into play. What if it's that Bill doesn't want him here anymore? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my.
And it's personal. It's not logical. It's just personal.
Because there's this thought process that Josh is here for a reason, right? They got Josh to step off that plane and come back and give him for head coach money because he's going to be the next guy. I'll show them. You want your Tom versus Tom? How about this? Bill versus the staff. You know, I'm going to outlast everybody. What if that sort of gave him a kick in the ass to, you know what, I'm not really towards the end. I'm going to keep going here.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Plainville. Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tom Brady, the quarterback, I said like a couple weeks ago that I just want Tom Brady, the quarterback of the Patriots, back. He seems to be more of a movie star, you know, all his extra life situations. He just seems to be less part of the team and more like he's way above it. But that being said, Tom Brady, as the quarterback of the team, used to always be able to count on the fans and the local media to kind of have his back. He was always being torn down by national media and all over the place. But I've noticed over the past 2 years, as he's changed, so hasn't even the local coverage of him changed. There's like systematic tearing down. I mean, you guys are bookend by the morning show and the afternoon show, and they go out of their way to try to tear down Tom.
What's the off the field stuff? Well, it has nothing to do with on the field.
Well, I know, but they go out of their way to say, well, it's not our fault. Tom's the one tearing Tom down. But they don't ever, like, really have his back. It's just like everyone's just, like, expecting the door to swing over, and everyone's, like, trying to kick his ass out of it. And I'm just kind of tired of, you know, it's like everyone's waiting for him to leave or trying to find. All in the sake of ratings. It's like, it's almost like he doesn't have anyone having his back anymore. Not in the media here. You could always count on the national media saying, screw you, Tom. But now in the local media, people are starting to tear him down too. And it just kind of sucks. That's all. I just think he's going to be pushed out by the media. Media and maybe Bill.
Yeah, I doubt that. I have a hard time buying that one. The media is going to push Tom Brady out of New England. The external factor of the media over anything else that happens internally? Come on. Felger, Maz are going to force Tom Brady to leave New England?
I don't know.
Is that the suggestion?
Maz has that new 49er
helmet. Felger's been too mean to Tom Brady, and therefore Tom Brady's going to say, I can't play for the Patriots anymore?
Imagine him.
I mean, just say that out loud for a minute and hear how ridiculous that sounds.
Imagine him sticking it, too, on a Facebook Live thing I got going now where they could say the F-word and stuff. They could really get nasty towards Brady.
Joe's in Plymouth. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
In regards to that comparison from Seinfeld, I think it's not detracting from either or. It's one of those two sides to complete a coin. You know what I mean? Belichick needs Brady as much as Brady needs Belichick to make kind of the, you know, single entity. Because if you think about it, that's what they're thought of.
They'll never be as great without, you know, each other.
Exactly. They'll never be great as great alone as they are together because they complement each other and kind of, as he said, kind of snuff out each other's faults. Kind of.
Okay, I can buy that, but I also would say this. Who's got more to lose if the relationship breaks up?
Belichick.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin. Who's got more to lose if they're not together? It's Bill. Bill Belichick. That's who it is. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls on this coming up. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Red Sox won 1-0 last night over the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park. 1-0 win. Win number 100 on the season, Alex Cora. Good time, huh?
It was a fun game. David was outstanding. Now, we didn't do too much offensively, but we did a few things that we've been doing the whole season, running the bases, putting the ball in play, and we ended up winning 1-0.
Yes, David Price is starting pitcher last night as the three-game series will wrap up. Later on this evening, Price, by the way, last night, 7 innings, no earned runs, of course, on the 1-0 victory, 7 strikeouts, and no walks for David Price last night, his 15th win on the season. Bruins landed safely in China, had to scrap practice, though, because some of the equipment didn't make it through customs. They will play very early Friday morning, Friday night slash Saturday morning as the two teams, Bruins and Calgary, play the first of two in the international games in China. Headlines are brought to you by Drs. Robert Leonard and Matthew Lepresti, the hair doctors of West Welker at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
Bring a fight that we had off the air, right onto the air. So
fight.
We got an email today from Kelly, who is our promotions director here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Does a fabulous job. She wrote an email that I made sure to make you aware of, because I know you don't read your emails.
Yep.
You're bad at doing that.
Can't log in.
So anytime there's something important that's emailed to us, we make sure we inform you. We let you know, hey, make sure you read this email.
Yeah.
So we're going to be taking new pictures, like school picture day for the station coming up next week, mm-hmm. September 19th.
Yep.
So there's a schedule of the entire day working around when we're all on the air. They're going to get us all in between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. I think that's pretty good. If you get the entire station and get their pictures taken in the course of a little more than one show.
Yeah.
5 hours. You get it all done. We are scheduled as a show for 9 a.m. So I told you we need to be here at 9 a.m. next Wednesday. And right away, you're already bitching about that. You're already complaining about it. You're mad. You're unhappy about it. I get that, right? That's a little different. You got to alter your schedule. I get it.
Well
could have never happened today.
Zell no need way to leave the house at 6:30.
Right. We have to leave at 5:30 or 7. Yeah, something like that.
All right. So I understand that complaint. Here's the next part. They are asking that we bring 3 or 4 different shirts, collared shirts, or long sleeve crew neck shirts. No t-shirts, no logos, no crazy designs. Yeah. Oh. Keep the colors as neutral as possible. Mm. Not too crazy colors. Want to be able to work it all together. We're going to take a group shot.
Mm. You bringing a white
Zolak,
one?
Zolak, Bertrand, bringing a white
one?
Hardy.
You going to bring a white one?
And you will also have a shot with Sosie.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m. Bob Sosie and the Patriots team, the two of you, will be taking a picture together.
You have a box?
That's not nice, Jim.
That's
no, he's right.
So what's your issue with this?
You bring
you
a white one?
You immediately start griping about it.
So you're gonna, people going to bring white? You know, washed out people. You know, washed out Mazel looking white shirt.
Oh, I'm not doing it. No, forget it.
No, I'm doing it. I'm going to bring a nice blue.
Now you're on the air. You're saying you're going to do
it. No, I'm going to bring a blue.
Well, all you kept telling us is you weren't going to
shut
do
up.
It.
I'm going to bring
you're
a blue, nice Mr. Sid blue press shirt.
Light blue.
What else?
Maybe a jacket and that's it. I'm bringing a white one.
So that's one
you're
shirt.
Put a white.
They asked you to bring
he's
3 to 4.
Like a white shirt.
This is the thing.
No offense.
I don't understand why you can't just say, all right, you're asking me to do it.
If he brings a jacket, that's two, though.
You know what's going to happen?
That's two different combinations
gonna,
there.
Somebody's going to bring a
don't
check
ask,
shirt.
Like you don't ask much. They don't ask much of us here. They really don't. They're pretty good. They're asking us to do one thing, and it's already an issue. I don't understand why you
I've
can't
million,
just do it.
I've done a million of these, and it ends up just being a blue shirt, to be honest with you. I've done a lot of these. And the next thing you know what really looks good? I like the blue shirt. I've done these for Coors Light. I've done them for McGee. I've done them for all of them. I used to do them for Clay.
Excuse
and you know what
us.
Happens? Let's not go with the checks too. It screws the hue up of the camera and everything's off with the check. And you're never going to get the same checks, right? My checks are probably going to be bigger than yours, or yours might be smaller. Hardy's might be in between.
How about
and
solid
it's like all
colors?
Checked out.
How about solid
how about
colors?
A blue? How about, hey, guys, bring a blue. Nice blue dress shirt in with a nice collar. Nice collared blue dress shirt. I think that'll look nice. Because normally that's the one I always select. Not a black one. Not a white one.
See, I
white
think,
washes
okay,
you out.
Okay. All right.
Do you agree with me? You do,
no,
TV.
I don't.
Do you ever wear white shirts on TV?
I don't, because I hate the posed headshots. And when they use
these.
Them,
they look
just,
awful. We look
they
really,
just, they're
looks like
so
we're dead.
Unnatural.
We haven't done this in like 7 years.
And the last time they did them, nobody ever wants to use those headshots. They're so ridiculous looking.
Right.
Nobody dresses like that. Nobody poses like that. It has nothing to do with what we do.
We'll do
here.
The Charlie Angel.
It's like
pose.
Just let everybody wear whatever they wear. If you wear a hoodie, if you're Jim Murray and you wear a t-shirt, if you're Fred and you wear.
Oh, now you're not going to follow the instructions either.
No, I'll do it. But
this is my point. Why don't you just do it and get it over with? Do it and get it over with.
Well, I'll do it. I'm not going to bitch about it. I just
thank you.
I hope they turn out differently than how they turned out last time, because do you like using those photos?
Hell no.
Your official station photo?
Nope.
No, nobody does. Nobody wants to use them.
That's good.
The Fred and Rich ones, the Felger Maz ones with their blue dress shirts, like the ones with
I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. They're asking us to do something. Just do it. Just bring your stuff and do it.
Since when are you that guy?
Mr. Compliance guy.
I don't get it.
When did you start?
I'm going to take the pictures. We're going to get it over with, and we're going to go on with our day.
No. That's not you. You are Mark.
The boss there. Look at your check shirt. It's like throwing old kid.
I'm not wearing this one next week. It's too crazy.
You're going to hoedown.
You argue for sport against everything.
Maybe I do.
You won't do
maybe I do.
You won't do anything just to
this
get along.
This happened naturally.
Just the drama the argument.
Stop it. This happened naturally, and you know it. Because off the air, I read this thing, and I'm like, Zoe, make sure you bring three or four shirts. We're going to be here at 9 a.m. And it's like the end of the world over here. And I'm like, why?
Do you want to know why?
It's going to be my blue shirt.
Why are we pushing back against that?
Because you're recognizing something in yourself in him.
I'm not projecting. Don't accuse me of projecting.
It's 100%. It's Psych 101. You recognize something in him that you know is something wrong.
He likes
you. I'm happy to take a new one because I don't like the old one. I'm happy to take a new one next week.
Go. Underlying point right there. So why don't you come and do it?
I'm going to do it.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to it.
And they can do it like
I'm happy
do all the
we're
other
getting
ones.
New ones.
Take you and superimpose you on the other picture that we liked.
Our boss is here. Thank you, Mary. I'm happy we're doing new ones. We haven't done new ones in a very long time.
Let me ask Mary a question. Would you say that this is par for the course, Beatles saying, why don't you just do what they ask of you and just do it and get down with it? Or is this maybe something different than the norm, how he's acting right now?
It's kind of Beatle.
Beatle just Mr. Get Along to Get Along?
I get
That's
along.
Him?
Who don't I get along with?
We just want everybody to look great in it, and you guys are also good looking. We just don't want everybody to clash.
Okay, but do you...
Is 96.9 doing this,
too?
Newer pictures.
Do you recognize any irony in Beatle yelling at Zoe or anyone else for not just doing what is asked of him?
He's attacking me now.
Do you find
Give
that
me
a bit
one
of,
example.
Mary, see me out. I have nice clothes. I'm going to bring nice clothes in.
How much do you want to get into it?
You guys have nice clothes. Just bring them in and we'll figure it out.
It's ironic, isn't it?
It's that easy.
Don't you think?
It is.
A little bit. Thank
just
you.
Too ironic?
Because she knows you're a pain in the ass.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
You're the biggest pain in the ass.
Well, maybe. He is a pain in the ass.
The old pictures aren't great anymore. So we just want new pictures because you guys look great.
Like
is that a bad thing?
No, that's a great thing.
I'm going to accommodate.
Great.
I'm going to accommodate
thing.
Leo's going to come in. You'll be comfortable. I was going to bring hair and makeup in.
Oh.
That was the problem last time.
Oh.
Because it looked like we were dead. They put like this white powder all over us.
Well,
stuff they do when they put you in a casket.
So I will tell you, Leo said, don't do hair and makeup for them because I can just retouch them.
No. Don't trust that. Don't trust
like that.
I don't trust that at all. Then it looks
make
fake.
Me dark. I'm a
then it looks
tan.
Really fake when
now
you
I
do that.
Now I get a tanning booth on Tuesday.
So you're right. That's why we did it in September, because you're all tan.
Right.
You have natural color.
We need to get some sun between now and next Wednesday.
I know. Well, it's going to be 80
tanning
and 82.
Beds.
94 in Jacksonville.
Well, it's going to be nice over the weekend, too.
You looked at that hotel. Was there two pools, indoor,
two
outdoor?
Two pools, indoor and an outdoor
I'll be
pool.
At the outdoor pool.
Bye, Mary.
Let's just do,
you, Mary.
Just do what the boss is asking you the first time and not make a big stink about it.
What? Who are you? What?
I don't just flat out refuse, though. At least I have a discussion.
That's,
about how
that's
do it
exactly. You just described yourself perfectly.
That's a flat out
you
refusal.
Flat out start, I refuse. You start arguing
Hardy,
even if you agree
no,
with it.
I negotiate everything.
Argue. It's just
he debates.
A
he
nice
likes
way
debate
of saying
it.
Argue.
Yep. He brought the debate on air because ultimately I'm going to bring the clothes in.
You know what's going to happen? Now that Zoe's mentioned it on the air, he's going to have clothes waiting for him, fully pressed right at the door when he walks in.
Of course he is. Of course.
They're trying to get me to Seaport location today. I can't because I have to go to Watertown tonight for a great...
You and Lenny Clark.
Me and Lenny Clark.
Nice.
Oh, my God. The Armenian Hall there next to the church. We're going to be doing a lobster and filet dinner with comedy. It's a cigar night. It's a high-end stuff and open bar.
There's
great food, great drink.
Well, since we're doing this, I can't wait to stop by Milton's store for men at South Shore Plaza this weekend. I'm going to pick up some new shirts for the event.
Wait a second.
I said blue casual.
Go see my guy, Bill Lever, over at Milton's.
There's Armenians in Watertown?
Yeah.
No. No way.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Who knew?
Yeah.
617-779-0985.
Yeah.
Red Sox have 100 wins. Are you excited about the 100 wins? 100 win? What? You feel it?
No.
City's buzzing, man. 100 wins last night. Artie, you were there.
I was there in the car on the way home.
Is that fun in the cold rain?
For the big celebration with Adam Jones on the air last night. He was not tongue-in-cheek about it at all.
All right, we're going to talk about that next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
0-2. Yes. He struck him out. And the Red Sox win it 1-0. And for the first time in over 7 decades, the Boston Red Sox have won 100 games. First time since 1946.
Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on.
Jim tells me this was a chart topper back in 46 when the Red Sox last won 100 games.
It's like Howie in the pregame, Pat's pregame.
It's the great Kay Kaiser.
Could really use an old-timey radio voice from Hardy to set this one up.
Was this butternut, butternut scotch?
Yeah, well, let's find, hold on, I'll give you the artist name as well.
Yummy.
So you can do it. Buttermilk Sky.
Oh, Buttermilk Sky, not Scotch.
Buttermilk Sky by Kay Kaiser. Is that who it's by?
And his orchestra.
Kay Kaiser and his orchestra.
I love that. It's always in his. It's like Glenn Miller and his orchestra.
Off the White Cliffs of Dover.
Mitch Miller and the gang. It's always like you have that background. You got that background orchestra. Lawrence Welk. Same thing. My grandmother used to sit down and watch Lawrence Welk all the time.
The whole world was like Pleasantville in 1946.
It was. It was so nice. I feel like going to soda shop right now. Get a little piece of pie.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea, I'm listening to the smooth sounds of Kay Kaiser, born James Kern Kaiser, 18 June 1905. And his song, Old Buttermilk Sky, born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, the son of pharmacists Emily Royster and Paul Kaiser. Let's listen in now.
There we go. All right, 1946, the last time the Red Sox won 100 games.
What's the name of the
100 games last night?
What was the name of the mayor in Back to the Future? Was that Grady Wilson? Who was the guy? The kid. Oh,
Goldie Wilson.
Goldie Wilson.
Gold.
Mayor, that sounds great. Walks in. There's the... Wow, I went back in time. Okay. 100 wins.
Yes, 100 wins. Okay.
We're past that. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
We knew it's coming. I mean, it's nice to recognize it. It's a hell of an accomplishment. What's the big mark? They need, what, 7 more? To break their own record?
Can I tell you this?
Something like that.
Can I tell you something about these 100 wins?
Yeah.
It might mean something. It might.
It could be the thing that kills them.
We might feel the warm and fuzzies about the 100 wins.
You don't.
If
they win.
They had won last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they had won the year before in the playoffs. If they had done something good. And this was a part of another great Red Sox run.
Yeah.
You know, we got excited about the Patriots winning every regular season game in 2007. We were very excited about that. You know why? Because there was a feeling that it was going to lead to the ultimate result.
That's why you were
of them winning it
favorite.
All, because we'd already seen them do that 3 times in recent memory.
And also, when you're 14-2 and get your ass kicked in the divisional round by the Jets, that's why it's such a cataclysmic failure, because your expectation, you're the heavy favorite now.
You know,
you're the first 100. You will be heavily favored in every series that you play. And if you lose and you blow it, this will come back to haunt them because they won so much. Because expectations are high. How do you? It would be one of the worst. I don't know how you would term it, but
Patriots,
it's not a collapse.
The Patriots win streak, the 21-game win streak between 2003 and 2004. Do you know why that was exciting while it was going on?
Because you won.
Because they were still winners when it mattered the most. The Celtics have been through that, where the Celtics have gone on some win streaks that, depending on when it happens, if it happens when the team is really good, like the Garnett-Pierce years, it's exciting and it's fun and it's, you know, we ultimately know it doesn't mean everything.
It'd be better.
It's fun and it's entertaining. It's something to get excited about in the course of regular season games. This, I can't get excited about.
If they're not who they think we are, I mean, who we think they are, and this could come back to bite them in the ass, they may be better. They may have been better off winning 94 games. And say they get popped.
Can I tell you what made me feel really good last night? I'm going to tell you something. That in these times of people overreacting and celebrating the 100 wins and buying, they have T-shirts. They made T-shirts.
Which would be able to be
on the shelves
when they
after
break the next
game
record.
Last night.
Yeah, here they are. On the simulcast,
oh,
you can see them.
Oh, my. There you go. first to 100 t-shirts for the Red Sox.
What's it cost to make one of those shirts? It's like 75 that's like, cents that mass right produced, there, right?
That's like buying an AFC East Champs Patriots shirt.
It's very cool.
What are you wasting your money on that for?
It's not even.
No, it's a 16
and 0
shirt.
It's a 16 and 0 shirt, but it's
a banner. It's
not even. It's not even quite 16 and 0, Jim, because how many teams make it to 100 wins over the course of 10 years, would you say?
Four or five, probably.
A handful? Yeah.
Yeah. So the 16 and 0 season was like once.
What about that time Detroit went 4-0 in the preseason? You have a t-shirt from that.
I do.
I mean, they made shirts for that because it's so special.
But 100 wins, I mean, it's like, no, that happens.
Three teams had 100 wins last season.
Right.
Dodgers, Indians, and Astros all had 100 wins a year ago.
I was going to say, over the last 10 years, there have been, what, 20 teams or at least a dozen teams that have won 100
or more? Since 2008, there have been now 9 teams. So, okay, I'm just not getting geeked up over this, but I am going to feel assured by the words of David Price.
Oh.
David Price. Mm-hmm. Listen to David Price after the win last night.
Winning 100 is nice, but that's not the main goal now. What will be some of the keys with this team to win it all?
The main goal now is to win 101. Like I said, you know, this team... we're focused on today. You know, today is over, so we want to get to 101, and that's what we've done all year long. That's why we have 100 wins right now. That's what we need to continue to do.
What an answer. Excellent answer.
He's been giving very good answers the last couple days.
He's going to try and go out and win every night.
And not only that, he's been pitching great.
Johnny, I'm not going to tell you what RJ, you do your work. You tell us what our job is.
Somebody get a hold of him.
It's a good answer.
He's done a 180. He has. He's been good. He's been pitching great.
He was good.
And he's been giving you a good mic.
He's great again. Looks really good. Anyone who's out there still suggesting that David Price go to the bullpen for the playoffs, you're no longer allowed to even suggest that.
You're just not watching.
Yeah. You're either not paying attention or you're stuck in your ways.
He may be your one.
But you're not allowed to suggest that anymore. No. Sean's in Ashland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi. What's up, pal?
First of all, Beetle, I think you need to wear a couple different colored wife beaters for next week. That might be the best look for you. hey, I'm just trying to figure out, you know what? The past 18 years, we've had some phenomenal success in this town.
You should do wife beater one. Go ahead.
It might not be a bad idea. But last 18 years, phenomenal success in this town in all different four sports. How is this town, mostly both radio stations, sports radio, so damn negative all the time? I'm just, it gets old after a while. And
you're excited about 100 wins, Sean?
Whatever.
Well, there you go.
We agree.
That's the way we open the
segment. Why are you so negative, Sean?
It's not negative. It's I'm happy that they're winning, but yeah, I want them to win a championship.
Who's unhappy that they're winning?
No, it's not just the Red Sox. It's all four teams. It's the negativity that just spews out of you guys. Not necessarily you guys, but this all the radio in this town. It's ridiculous. It just gets old.
All right. So what specifically are we too negative on? Let's go to that.
Oh, we could just go. I mean, we can go with the Patriots. You can go with any of the teams, and it can be broken down to anything, game by game.
With an example next time,
ago,
Sean.
Were bitching and complaining about them celebrating after a. Go ahead.
Homework. Go and come up with some examples and call back. Come up with specific things that you think we're too negative on. Because you called in reaction to us saying we're not excited about the team winning 100 games. We asked you if you were excited, and he goes, "Nah, whatever." That's exactly our reaction to it.
I think we would have
whatever.
I think we'd have a pretty damn boring show if we did rah-rah radio for 4 hours. Like, what good would that be? Like,
is this show too negative on the Patriots? Do we need to be more positive on the Patriots?
We do topical stuff.
Too negative?
And we get excited. I get pretty fired up.
I'm often accused of the opposite of that.
The thing with
the
100 wins, you've known they were going to win 100 games for 2 months.
Yeah, it's very anticlimactic.
The owner addressed it. So this could be one of the
greatest years division.
Ever.
It'll be three divisions in a row. That's a good milestone for them. Has that ever been done?
Who's he?
What?
Who are
you? I'm not getting excited about
that
either.
Regular season, that's a good...
Three divisions in a row? You want to buy a t-shirt with that on it?
Call Larry Lucchino.
It's a good accomplishment.
They've got to win.
I agree with that. But don't downplay that. The fact they won three divisions in a row.
Yeah, but two of them, I think, have left a very sour taste in everyone's mouth. The way they fell apart in the playoffs 2 years in a row. Mark is in the car. Hi, Mark.
Get that picture now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Okay, you can't be too excited, number one, I said, because, you know, except for the Yankees blowing a 3-0 lead against the Red Sox in the playoffs, I think we're going to witness the second biggest pants pooping in baseball history when the Red Sox get bounced in the first round.
Oh, they get crushed.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Last night, they got their 100th win. On a wild freaking pitch, they won 1-0. That's what you can muster up against the Toronto Blue Jays? You've got to be kidding me.
How about how David Price pitched?
Very Mark, you're too negative. Very negative. Too negative.
Very negative.
Very negative to talk about them that
way.
You want to
call Adam Jones, 6:30?
Yeah. That's very negative. Don't be so negative. 617-779-0985. We do want to be negative about an opposing team. But that's okay, right? It's okay to be negative if it's another team,
it's
another town. We want to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars and their head coach, this clown. Another clown show has rolled into town in the AFC. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll get to them in 90 seconds.